Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll circle back to D'Amico Ryans and what he had to say about C.J. Stroud's shoulder a little later on this hour. He did talk on some other things, though, as we welcome you into the 7 o'clock hour here. I'm Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Okay, a lot of talk about C.J. Stroud, but Seth Christian Harris missed a lot of last season. A lot of last season. Remember how excited Christian Harris was just before training camp last year to kind of get things popping, get things going.
Yeah.
In his third year, coming off a really good second year, you know?
He was doing an interview I think he did one with Aaron Wilson like a week before training camp about how great shape he was in. There might have been some clips of him working out in there. And then all of a sudden on the first day of camp, got about 15, 20 minutes into it, and we were looking around, and I think I asked you, like, where's Christian Harris? Have you seen Christian Harris? And nobody had seen Christian Harris.
Yeah, I looked at you. I said, not my day to watch him. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
But don't worry. It was no big deal. Okay?
Right.
That was, and Aaron Wilson reported on it first, I think, but other people were told, this is just something minor, just a soft tissue thing. It's really no big deal.
Yeah.
So likewise, as I got all of the cool wannabe jabronis out there telling me, I don't know why you're so worried about C.J. Stroud not throwing right now. It's not the regular season yet. It's because I've been through this before.
Yeah. Yep.
In less than a calendar year, okay?
Yeah. So we haven't seen Christian Harris yet during OTAs. Here was D'Amico Ryans when asked about Christian Harris yesterday.
Yeah, Christian is working hard, and he'll be ready to roll for training camp.
All right. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Good. Yeah, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
They're pretty similar to what we heard about Christian Harris all last year. Yeah. The Astros and the Texans are they're dead to me when it comes to expecting any kind of actual information or anything other than fluff when it comes to whether guys are going to be. I remember hearing about Christian Javier, how great he was feeling 2 days before he got his UCL operated on. So, that's where we are. I accept zero good news from them ever again. Ever.
Okay.
I'm not expecting Christian Harris to play this year.
This year.
Yeah. And I think CJ's probably going to have his arm amputated sometime in July. Probably about where we are.
Hopefully
on that.
Yeah. Get another arm attached, you know, a fake arm, magic arm maybe. That would be great.
They're doing great things, with genetics these days.
I did like this answer from D'Amico Ryans yesterday. I thought this was interesting. He was asked about the offensive line room and how it's doing so far. Very new offensive line room. New offensive line coach, new offensive coordinator, a lot of new faces, draft pick and Ariante Ursary and some vets they brought in. How are things gelling in the O-line room?
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovitz, his instant impact on those guys, you can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pass. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills. And the see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys, and they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for, and we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
That's I enjoyed that a lot, because the mentality of the offensive line needs to be very much five fingers in a glove, all of that, one for all for one, yada yada yada. And last year, the culture of the offensive line for a few years now has felt like a bunch of independent operators out there kind of doing their own thing. Hey, my PFF pass protection grade's all right. That's all I got to worry about, you know? Screw these other guys.
Yeah.
And that's the one position, the one unit on the field that really needs to have the most cohesion. So I did like that. I also, as a defensive lineman, I'm listening to him, and I'm kind of taking it from, like, sounds like they're scared. Sounds like they're scared that Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter is going to get one of them on their way out to practice. So they're like, hey, guys, stay together as a group, okay? Don't get separated from the group. Yeah, Danielle Hunter might try to hit a Euro step on you, and we don't want you to have to face it alone.
Will Anderson.
The other fun thing about the O-line moving as a group together is that the defensive line gets to yell things like,
"Moo!" Oh, they're cows. Is that happens?
A little bit, yeah. Or a beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
Oh, the big trucks.
Fatties moving around like a herd.
I love that.
It's easier to do that when you run a 4-3 than when you run a 3-4.
Yes.
Because on a 3-4, most of the defensive linemen are a little bit up there.
They could be the big 18-wheelers, too.
That was one thing. We don't have the clip right here, but he had talked about Tim Settle at one point.
Oh.
And speaking of defensive linemen, he said the biggest thing he had to work on, we don't have to play it, was last year coming in, was he needed to lose weight.
Yeah, he's conditioning, yeah.
Yeah, and remember, he missed a good chunk of training camp. And that he's working on his hands. But there is, for a guy that's been in the league for a few years already, there is a weird dynamic where it does feel like he's got a lot of upside. And especially maybe in this defense that, boy, he did some really good things last year.
He made plays last year, man, no doubt about that. So I liked hearing that about the O-line. Do you think that cut we just played about the O-line, do you think D'Amico has a thinly veiled shot at last year's O-line in him, or is that just him looking forward and saying he likes this group?
I do think, if you look at Popovich and Nick Caley, I feel like, and it's hazardous reading way too much into this stuff, but this is OTAs and this is what we have. There's a more blue-collar feel to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just more of an old ball coach type of feel to those guys in a lot of ways. And yes, I like, especially for the offensive line, I like that. And I don't know, there was no, there's no identity to that. There hasn't been an identity to that offensive line for a long, long time.
The part for me, I hope Cole Popovich works out. The reports are good so far. We played some audio from Rob Ninkovich up in New England. He was well thought of up there. I hope it works. I mean, the offensive line is what, if we're looking to power rank blame on what held this team back last year, I put the offensive line at the top of the list. When I hear that rave review about Cole Popovich, there is a part of me like, okay, the guy that you kept around last year was thinking about retiring. Now, maybe they didn't know that. You know, maybe and I'm talking about Chris Strouser. You know, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, if Cole Popovich is like, water under the bridge.
The version I heard was that they had talked him into
coming back. Okay, well, then that exacerbates.
I don't know if that's true or not.
If that were true, that exacerbates the point that I'm making here, which is, all right, well, if, you know, like, why didn't, would have been nice, you should have made the move last year. It's water under the bridge again. Like, you can't, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah.
But I get frustrated when I think about last year's offensive line and what the potential might have been for this team had they just protected C.J. Stroud and opened up running lanes at an average level. Not at a great level, at an average level. they might beat the Kansas City Chiefs and have played in the AFC title game last year.
The other thing about the offensive line, and maybe this is just coincidence, but man, it seems to be a theme. If you look at the offensive tackles that they acquired in the offseason, they're massive human beings.
Yeah.
Cam Robinson is 6'6", 335. Ariante Ursary is 6'6", 335. Trent Brown is 6'17" or something.
Blocks out
and
the sun.
Yeah, right. I think length and size and mass seems to be a priority for them. And I like that too. You got to execute it properly. I told Sean Bajani yesterday, it is when you face an offensive line that's just massive, it's you feel it, you know, and you just and you know it and you realize it. The Ravens, when they first won their Super Bowl, they had all these guys. They had Jonathan Ogden. They had Orlando Brown Sr. Yeah. They had a bunch of interior offensive line that were massive dudes. And like as a group like that, there's something to it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got to play well and you got to be coached and everything. But if you want to establish an identity, just simply leaning on people with 1,700 or 1,800 pounds of mass goes a long way.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How about that? All right, this is another good one that I liked. You know, we're gonna circle back to C.J. Stroud, but there were some things that came out of D'Amico Ryan's press conference yesterday that did get me excited. The offensive line cut that we just played is definitely one of them. This is where he's talking about, he was asked about a question about minicamp. Mandatory minicamp is coming up next week. What will the goal be? He said, same as the OTAs, but I like that he mentions the two rookie wide receivers here.
For our entire process throughout the OTAs, for me, the mini camp doesn't change anything. Like, it's still the same process. Can you see continued growth from the guys? And it just reminds me of last year, like some rookies like Kamari and Kalen, watching them last year in these settings, watching how they competed, watching how they just, their impact showed instantly. They showed up, they were making plays, and you see how those guys perform throughout the season. So I think we have a similar situation this year with some of the rookie wide receivers and Noel and Higgins, just seeing their immediate impact on our offense, the plays that they're making, like seeing the way they work, the way they compete. I'm hoping that translates to the season as well. Similar to Kamari and Kalen, I think Jalen and Jaden are two guys who can really help us out this year.
I like that cut a lot. Because I don't think D'Amico at OTAs would just throw that around out there.
Right. Well, we saw that with Kamari, especially last year. They don't shy away from either praising or giving playing time to rookies if they feel like they're ready. And there was another clip where he talked about Kamari as well, but just talking about how polished he was and that he didn't even have to coach him very much because he was so good. You know, with Bullock, it was different. And you could see the difference. Bullock was more raw. It wasn't that he wasn't working hard or anything. He was just more raw. Kamari Lassiter was a lot more polished, and they didn't shy away from putting him out there with the ones and leaning into any success he was having early in the process. I was kind of shocked by it myself.
Yeah.
But the proof is in the pudding. They're not going to – it's the opposite of Bill O'Brien. They're not going to waste time assuming that every rookie is an idiot and doesn't know anything. Because that's dumb. You got the guy in the best – if you have a good player on your team, and it's the cheapest he'll ever be when he's a good player.
Yes.
And O'Brien's philosophy was almost like, well, nope. They're going to really, really earn it if they want to play in year one.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, yeah.
They don't know anything.
So, instead, I think D'Amico really tries to evaluate guys for what they are, and you forget whether they're rookies or anything else. You just, what can this guy do for the team right
now?
Dude,
4 years, which is, that's what a rookie contract is. 4 years. That goes by so fast. So fast. You know what I mean? We're halfway through CJ and Will in that class right now. If you can't burn daylight trying to impose a narrative about rookies. You got to get them on the field if they can play.
And it's true. Football is the sport where it feels like it takes the longest time for coaches to really move on from the old ways.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of the mentality about rookies comes from pre-free agency back in the 80s where you would get a rookie and you were going to, if you wanted to, he'd be on your team for the next 15 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you could send him off to basic training and, and not worry about him, you know? It's just, the times have changed. You want to get as much as possible out of these guys.
This may be the cut you were talking about. I think he mentions Kamari in this one. This is D'Amico Ryan's asked if there are certain position groups that are easier for rookies to wrap their head around.
Every position has its own set of challenges. When it comes to expectations, nobody can exceed low expectations. So for me, it's always about having high expectations. That's why we do what we do. We're in the top of the top when it comes to sports. NFL is the best of the best. So if you want to compete, you want to improve each day, you show up and work the right way. You follow Will Anderson, you follow Kamari, you follow Petrie, Stingley, those guys, you're gonna improve and you're gonna figure it out.
I would rank the positions and hardest to learn as a rookie.
Yeah.
I might say, and there's exceptions to this, are guys that just do a really good job of adjusting to it. Quarterback, obviously.
Yeah.
Cornerback, because there's so much more about anticipation and understanding where your help is, all that, understanding. Almost as the good cornerbacks, their brains kind of operate like quarterbacks in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Slot receiver.
Yes.
Slot receiver is just, again, you have to think like a quarterback. I guess that's the test, is how many of the guys have to kind of think like a quarterback. Slot receivers have to think like a quarterback because they got to adjust to coverages and read coverages and anticipate blitzes and all of that. Offensive tackle, obviously. So when a guy like Kamari Lassiter comes in and plays really well as a rookie and made a lot of improvement as the year went along, it's hard not to get excited about what he's going to do with an entire offseason and build on what he started last year. Because he did... His first half of the season last year, he had some classic rookie mistakes. He was overly aggressive at times. He bit on double moves, all that. And he ironed a lot of it out of his game in the second half of the season.
The people whose opinions I respect have said Kamari Lassiter he's had very good OTA sessions. And Nick Caserio on this show brought up Kamari Lassiter unprompted. Kamari Lassiter and Ladarius Henderson as the two guys that had made kind of the biggest body changes in the weight room in the offseason. Like, Kamari's been getting after it since, you know, the end of last season in the building over there.
Yeah.
All the
reports. Yeah, I like Kamari and, like, Derek Stingley. The football psycho factor. Mm-hmm. Like, the guys that are just gym rats and just absolutely love football and just want to soak everything in. Kamari, Derek Stingley, Will Anderson.
Petrie.
Danielle Hunter, Petrie.
Yeah.
A lot of guys in the secondary. Like, and it's not just fake Instagram hustle.
No.
You can tell by the way they operate and when they talk, they're not trying to put out the best Instagram version of it. Like,
no.
They just genuinely, they're just wired for it. They've done a great job of identifying those types of guys since O'Brien came, or since D'Amico and Caserio teamed up. I mean, in the past, with various coaches, they would talk about how they want high-character guys on their team. And I'd look at him and I'm like, these guys are soft nerds. Like, yeah, you don't have to worry about them getting arrested, but what the hell?
Right.
That's not football character. That's trying to get a merit badge or something for saying yes, sir, and no, sir.
Yeah.
Like, give me a guy that just lives and breathes football.
I'd throw Aziz in there, too, on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, there's a lot of guys.
I would miss
a bunch of them.
Yeah,
but, yeah, there's just kind of a passion for it.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're trying to get to on the offensive side of the ball, especially in the offensive line room, for sure.
Be like if you're, you know, they used to do those, these computer programmers, these guys that write code. It's almost like the bare minimum is they want guys that'll be able to sit down and code for 36 hours straight
yes.
while drinking an ungodly and unhealthy amount of Red Bull.
Yep.
Like, that's, I feel like these guys would all be good code writers.
They
could write code.
With vats of Red Bull in front of them, just staying up all night doing it. I hear you. Text message, what's up with Christian Harris? Oh, you weren't listening?
Nobody knows.
This is what's up with him right here, yeah.
Christian is working hard, and he'll be ready to roll for a training camp.
Yeah, why are you asking? You must have just missed that cut, Texter. That's what's going on.
Nobody knows what's going on with Christian Harris.
Nothing. He's still working hard.
He's got a soft tissue. This is one thing I'd like them to do.
He's going to be ready to go, Seth. He just said it. He's going to be ready to go. It's fine.
I need them to abolish soft tissue. It's caused me nothing but harm. It's caused nothing but emotional trauma in my career as a sports fan.
We'll vote for the candidate that gets rid of soft tissue.
I'm so tired of it, yeah.
Soft tissue injuries? No, no, no. Soft tissue altogether. There'll be no more soft tissue. Not in my country.
What does a human being... There's an episode of The Family Guy where Peter Griffin, either a genie or somebody, granted him his wish was to be made of stained glass. So he was sitting at the breakfast table, and they're like, Dad, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, the sun rose, and it shone through him.
Genius.
And it looked like a heavenly display, yeah.
Oh, my God. Peter Griffin. You got to stop bringing up Family Guy during the breaks, man. You ruined me during the break. I don't know that we can tell
you. Oh, you're searching the clip I was talking about. I can't even tell you the clip I was talking about.
Yeah, no, it's not appropriate. Yeah. All right, so the cut that has everybody talking this morning about Texans OTAs was yesterday. D'Amico Ryan's, and Ben, maybe we do the whole thing here. If you got D'Amico one, we'll play that. We'll play the preamble and the follow-up question. Here was D'Amico Ryan's at the beginning of yesterday's press conference following OTAs, talking about C.J. Stroud, who for the third consecutive practice did not throw.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask, first, is C.J. not throwing again? There's no concerns with C.J. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
General
soreness. You have any work on his shoulder in the offense?
Oh, hang on. We'll play that one.
No, that include. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll play that one in a second. So that's the preamble right there. That's the general soreness, which is the new discomfort.
Which is reasonable if you're just trying to ramp him up slowly.
Yeah.
He's kind of sore. Maybe he'd overdone it in some off-season workouts or something like that. And I was cool. I had come to a place where I hoped that was the situation.
Yeah. Until.
And I don't know if I was buying completely the vague statement that D'Amico gave, but this follow-up question is what got me.
Yeah.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. What I said, that's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
If you're trying to say it's no big deal, it feels like one of the easiest things to say is no, it wasn't surgery or anything else like that. It's just general soreness. Yeah. That makes sense. General soreness without, it sounds to me like, oh yeah, it's like, yeah, classic. I went a little too hard this weekend or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. My gut, with zero inside information on this, my gut tells me, okay, my initial response was, oh, he totally had surgery in the off season. Now that's my gut reaction. I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And it wouldn't honestly bother me that much because guys have surgeries all the time. It wouldn't concern me, except for now I feel like he had surgery and theoretically, and they're refusing to tell me about it, which then makes my feeble brain start going to places like, are they trying to trade for Kirk Cousins now? And they got to be sure that nobody knows how badly they want.
Right.
You call up Atlanta and you're like, listen, guys, we totally get it why you want a veteran quarterback paired up with a younger quarterback the way you guys did.
Yeah.
We're just following your lead.
That's
right. CJ injured? Oh, no. That's just general discomfort.
We're not desperate at all. We're just.
No, No, do you smell desperation over the phone? No, that
of course
couldn't
not.
Be further from the. I know I called you seven times to inquire about this.
Of course
this,
not. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I just like to me that it took the third practice to address this is just that's a look like you're trying to hide something, you know.
And CJ hasn't been up at the podium. Now he was earlier. He was earlier in the offseason.
Yes.
So I don't know, man. It's just weird. I would prefer not to be talking about this, and yet I have no choice to because I am concerned. I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm sorry,
all of you are too cool to worry about whether your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, has a sore shoulder or not.
Should I Pender pull this? Are people concerned just in general? Are people concerned
about
this?
That. Are you concerned about CJ's shoulder?
Yeah. Okay.
Simple yes or no.
Yep.
To answer a lot of questions we continue to get, some people are wondering, hey, is this some kind of a contract holdout or negotiation? No, because he's not even eligible to get any kind of tweaks to his contract until next offseason. Other people have said, well, maybe he's upset with the structure of the offensive line or whatever. Like, listen, we know. I would be incredibly surprised if that was the issue because, for one, it's not like nervousness over the offensive line is going to keep him from getting out there in OTAs or training camp where nobody's allowed to touch him.
Right.
But, that's the least likely scenario in my mind is that he's somehow disgruntled. The thing that makes the most sense is that he's, A, just got general soreness, and to me it feels like probably had some kind of a procedure. That's just my feel.
Yep.
He shot a three-pointer. He was shooting three-pointers at DreamCon on Saturday. But that's something, honestly, that you could be – I could see you being cleared to shoot a basketball before being cleared to throw a football after a shoulder surgery.
Yep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I text in 713-572-4610 if you want to weigh in on that. So I was up in Boston this weekend, Seth. Went up to New Hampshire for the Zach Brown Band show. Came back through Boston. Saw my daughter. Went to a Red Sox game on Monday. Talked to a lot of people up in the Boston area. All right.
So, yeah. You got scuttlebutt about how they feel about Houston and how wrong they are?
This very hoodie that I'm wearing on the YouTube and Twitch stream, I wore to the Red Sox game. They didn't give me any trouble, probably because they were scared. You know, they're like, well, I'm not going to mess with that guy in the Houston hoodie right there. It was weird being up there, though, because there were several stories going on Boston related that had legit ties to Houston. Like, it was probably the top one, which is crazy to say because Bregman's out with an injury. Bregman was probably number two. You couldn't turn your head anywhere that had a TV in it and had some sort of sports talk on the TV, local sports talk, where they were not talking about Stephon Diggs and the possibility of the Patriots cutting him before his career even gets out of first gear up in New England. It was wild.
And before, I always forget to bring this up. There's evidence for this, and we're going to play the Scott Zolak audio that a lot of you have heard, but that people will say, well, wait a second, he's got a bunch of guaranteed money. Could they even cut him? He doesn't officially have the guaranteed money yet. He doesn't, even though he practiced yesterday and everything, he's got to pass a full physical to be cleared or whatever it might be. So there are ways for them to get out of a lot of that guaranteed money.
Dude, the lawyers that would get involved in that. Oh my God.
Right. So this is Scott Zolak, who was a quarterback for the Patriots back in the day and now is their color commentator on game days, but also has his midday radio show. Scott Zolak on how he's feeling about the situation.
Do you think Diggs should be cut?
Do I think he should be cut?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't.
I do not.
I came to this show yesterday with the opinion, not opinion, but the knowledge of that it is on the table. That it is being thought of. And it's not just the boat. It's not just the boat. There's some other things that I've heard. That's all. Okay. That puts some things in question. Are you all in? Are you all in here?
All right. Go ahead.
So the boat situation, I think most people know, him passing out a pink powdery substance. That's one thing, one piece of the pie. There's also a report that he's in danger of losing $500,000 from his base salary for not rehabbing at the team facility.
Yep.
He hasn't been at the team facility and said rehabbing in Miami. So it sounds like there's feelings that, all right, he's not all in. And whatever Mike Vrabel's version of the Patriots way, surprise, surprise, Diggs might be closer to the version of 2023 Stephon Diggs than he was in 2024, where he was the model of citizenry in Houston.
And that's where I wanted to go with this. Maybe I'm reaching on this a little bit, but this whole this whole saga of Stephon Diggs over the last few weeks with New England, having to watch Vrabel stand up there at a podium and address
I'm sorry, real quick. That's Trayvon Diggs. Apologies. That wasn't Stephon. That was Trayvon Diggs I was talking about.
With passing the physical
in danger
thing?
Of losing his, no, in danger of losing his
his $500,000. Gotcha. Yeah. $500,000. Gotcha. Okay.
Damn Diggs brothers.
His Diggs brothers. Yeah. That's 601, half a dozen. Maybe I'm reaching here. Watching Diggs. Diggs is clearly, to some degree, treating the Patriots organization with some level of disrespect here. You know, that he's skipping mandatory things and he's allowing videos. He's putting himself in a position where there's videos of him getting hit on by these boat models out there and handing something to them. There's a second video that surfaced as well that had people concerned on the internet, or concerned if you're a Patriot fan, I suppose. It makes me feel better about the version of Diggs that they got here in Houston, that there was some level of respect for the Texans organization that clearly doesn't exist for the Patriots organization. And it's funny, we were at the airport yesterday, Amy and I were up in Boston, and in one of the bars we were at, they had NESN, which is their version of Space City Home Network. Mm-hmm. They had NESN on TV, and there's a daytime talk show on there. I don't know if it's simulcast on radio or whatever, but it's two guys talking about the topics of the day. And the caption at the bottom of the screen, they're talking about Diggs, and it says, reports from Buffalo are that no one is surprised about recent Stephon Diggs drama. And I had to laugh at that because, remember, when he got traded here, Buffalo people could not stop pelting us on our social media pages. Like, just wait, just wait. And that version of Diggs never showed up here. And the one they were telling us to just wait for, the Texans got a very, very – I mean, they made him a captain of the team. There's no chance he's a captain of the Patriots coming up here.
And he wasn't at the first couple OTAs last year, and Buffalo people were like, oh, here we go again, and ended up being no big deal at all because just it was classic whatever. He'd gotten traded and everything.
Yeah.
Even Florio, when he first brought up the possibility of – when he first talked about Zolak saying there's a chance he could get cut – I got angry because Florio said, look at what happened in Minnesota and then look at what happened in Buffalo. And then he kind of paused. And I think in his mind, it looked like he was like, oh yeah, Texans, it didn't seem like they were an issue. So this is who he's been his entire career.
Yes. Yeah.
No, he wasn't like this in Houston.
No.
Although he was in a contract here.
He was. In Houston. That is true. He signed a 3-year deal with the Patriots. That's a good point. Second biggest story that Boston people brought up, and especially with me wearing my Houston thing at the Red Sox game, was Bregman. And I actually had a couple Red Sox fans near me ask about Bregman. They're like, hey, this sounds like the opposite of what we were getting. We thought we were getting a guy who started slow, but he was really durable. This is sort of the opposite. Like, he was really good, and now he's got this quad injury. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. No, this is you're absolutely right.
Thanks for the update, champ.
He normally has like a 692 OPS right now, but boy, he's out there every day. It's really interesting to me, Seth, like how just like nondescript and bland the Red Sox have become. Like it's Rafael without Bregman, it's Rafael Devers and a bunch of guys that you have to be a Red Sox fan to know who the hell they are, or really immersed baseball fan. I'm like, man, I don't recognize any of these guys. You know, like a couple of them, obviously. I do. I mean, they played the Red Sox and things like that. But boy, that is a definition of mediocre baseball right
what
there.
What are they? Are they worried that Bregman's going to opt out, or do they assume that Bregman's going to opt out as long as he comes back healthy?
They are. The ones I talked to are worried about. They really like Bregman. They're appropriately worried about it. You know, this quad injury is an outlier for what Bregman's been the last few years. Like he's been he's been playing.
Bregman's not currently playing baseball, and his numbers look a lot better than Isak Paredes, but Paredes was available to hit a home run last night.
He was.
Whereas Alex Bregman would not have been available.
He is not. And Paredes is getting closer. He's closing the gap. But yeah,
ability is availability, Sean.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. Distant third, because we got chit-chatting about a lot of things, was the Rockets as a trade partner for the Celtics trying to offload all these amazingly bloated contracts that they have.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, this guy played for Ime, and this guy played for Ime, and this guy didn't play for Ime for $28 million a year or $35 million a year or whatever.
Did anybody mention anything about Udoka himself? Or
they like just, Udoka up there. The ones I talked to really like Udoka up there. Now, which is weird.
Do they feel like he got shafted in his exodus or anything like that?
The ones I talked to, like they didn't think he should have been fired. But they've won a championship with Missoula, so they're That's why
it's not as clear and present.
It's a distant third. So
it's academic for them in that
regard. Exactly. okay. Text message talking about the media peppering D'Amico with questions about CJ
Stroud. Yeah, and it was a pretty light peppering.
It was, yes. Feels like when your kids won't stop asking the same thing, D'Amico probably has a short fuse about it.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and they didn't. That was about as gentle as it gets. I mean, a couple of people told me, like, the media's out of control. He said everything he was going to say. I was like, was it Will Kunkel that asked the question? It sounded like it might have been Will Kunkel. Will Kunkel just asked, did he have a procedure in the offseason? If you think that's out of line or that that's going too far, you need to just go live in a cushioned room somewhere and avoid all contact with anybody ever. That was about as light as it gets. And that was the end of it, too. Yep. You know, like, he just gave it. Like, that was very, very fair.
It was tame.
And it was something that, if there wasn't a surgery, it would have been easy to include in it. If CJ had met, like, okay, if D'Amico had mentioned a surgery or something, or lack thereof, in his opening statement, then, all right, then, yeah, Will shouldn't have asked that question. But he didn't.
Right.
So the very reasonable follow-up is, did he have a procedure?
100%, especially since D'Amico did disclose what body part it is, and it's a body part that CJ Stroud has, A, struggled with injuries before, and B, you know, like, he got tattooed in that Chiefs game to end the season. Like, he was limping around. He was slow getting up. Like, he ended the season having to be peeled off the field practically. You're right. It was a totally fair question to ask. 100%.
And C, quarterbacks use their shoulders quite a bit.
That's a great point. Yes. Now that, come to think of it, they do.
Really, ever since they legalized the forward pass, in my opinion,
they use their shoulders.
The shoulder became a really vital body part for a quarterback.
That's a great, great point. There's a text message. We gave Stroud all this credit for being quiet from media stuff and not going to the Pro Bowl. Ugh, maybe he was hurt, and that's why he didn't do any of the media this offseason.
He's been laying in a full body cast somewhere. We've seen him around. He's done a few appearances here and there.
Yeah,
he's shooting basketballs, no big deal.
He's met with the media, to your point. They put Will and CJ out there for the media at the beginning of offseason workouts back in the middle of April. So he's been out there for sure. This is an indication of how good Nick is reducing the contract to 1 year when Diggs arrived. Talking about Diggs.
Oh, well, I stood up for Nick in that because a lot of people were upset about that. And I think that Nick does a good job of this, of separating, like, maybe the way you think things should be versus how they are. And with a guy like Stephon Diggs, if you trade for him and he's on a contract that he already wasn't really happy about in Buffalo, there's gonna be drama after that season. So they recognized it for what it was, which is let's get the absolute best out of Stephon Diggs, and behaviorally especially, that probably includes just give him a 1 year deal where he can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And if he gets here and he's on his best behavior, which he was, last year behaviorally for Stephon Diggs, it felt like Albert Haynesworth's contract year back in the day.
Hey,
it was like where all of a sudden, any given underperforming player on the field, when all of a sudden they have this incredible year and like, oh gosh, give him a 6-year, $100 million contract, they turn back into themselves. Diggs, it felt like behaviorally that was his Albert Haynesworth year.
Well, because it wasn't even the absence of what we've seen going on in New England. It was the fact that watching him operate at training camp, I'm like, man, they're going to miss this guy next year.
Tutelage and all of that. After tough losses, he was the guy saying, hey, everybody stay focused that. Yeah.
Yep, he's got it in him. Just not in New England, apparently. His boat trips, man.
It was kind of like when, remember when all of a sudden Carlos Correa became such a great leader his free agency year?
Yes.
It was like he was out on every mound visit and everything and pointing out to people what a great leader he was.
Hyping up the pitchers on the mound. Even when the pitcher's like, I don't even need hyping up. What are you doing here? He's like, just
remember
shush.
When he discovered Cam Smith?
Yeah. Post Pena. Remember that?
Oh, Pena. Yeah, I meant Pena.
It was Pena.
Yeah.
Was I was telling the organization forever, like, oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Kelly Eco has a long piece on the Rockets, where they're at with the offseason. The appetite for Kevin Durant varies among Rocket fans and media. But if what Kelly is reporting is true here, my appetite is getting a little bit more hungry for Kevin Durant. We've got an interesting Eco Nuggets coming up next here from The Athletic. Stay there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.